Hello, welcome to the Friday, March 6th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. If you're looking at a modern Word document, these are the documents with the .docx extension. You probably notice that there are zip files, and within that zip file, you have a number of XML documents. Today we have an interesting diary by Didier Stevens, and he found some malicious Word documents that are actually not really Word documents at all, but just XML files. Now, within the XML files, you do have a tag that identifies it as a Word document, which then causes Word to open the document. So this is kind of just skipping the zip file step that comes along with the docx format and just sends the plain unzipped XML file. The downside of this, of course, is that a lot of mail filters may not identify this as a Word document and may not scan it properly, which is probably why the bad guys went to this trick. Within that XML file, you have all the possibilities that you have in a Word document, including macros. So this is yet another way for an attacker to deliver a macro-laden Word document to the user without necessarily having it intercepted by a mail filter. So one thing you probably want to do is check what your mail filter is doing with these documents and if these documents are properly scanned. And if you run into one of these suspect documents, Didier did extend his OLLI dump tool to allow you to extract whatever obfuscated and malicious macro you have inside this particular document. If you are a Windows user, you're probably quite familiar with the practice of companies like Oracle and Adobe to attach adware to their free downloads like Java and Flash. Well, if you are an OS X, an Apple user, you don't have to feel left out any longer. Oracle will now deliver the ask.com toolbar with the latest installation of Java. This has been problematic in the past because adware practices like this have prevented users from updating software in the past. Now, you can opt out of the adware install, but you have to be really careful as you install the software. So don't just click the default buttons, but make sure that you uncheck the option to install the ask.com toolbar. And Microsoft announced that S-Channel, the SSL implementation for Windows, is vulnerable to the Freak attack. Now, remember again, Freak essentially means that the client still supports old export crate ciphers and could be tricked into using them with a server that supports the same or in a man-in-the-middle scenario. Just like for other systems that are vulnerable to Freak, this is mostly a client problem. Clients tend to still allow these old ciphers. Now, all current Windows operating systems do not enable these ciphers by default on the server. So this is something the user would have to enable manually. On the client in Windows, if you have anything that's later than Windows 2003, you should be able to just turn off these export crate ciphers using group policies, and probably there will be soon, maybe with the next patch update, a patch for this problem. We do, of course, expect Microsoft patches this coming Tuesday. No pre-announcement, of course, from Microsoft anymore, so don't really know whether or not this will be addressed in this upcoming release or at a later time. Now, if you still run Windows 2003, you may have a problem here in that Windows 2003 doesn't really allow you to enable and disable individual ciphers, so that makes it somewhat harder to disable these weak ciphers. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.